And we are having a bit of ghostly fun today because joining me on the couch is the founder of the annual Horror Fest, Paul Blom. It is heading into its 16th year, opening today in a hybrid model for the first time ever. And that is, of course, due to the impact of COVID-19 and the lockdown. Paul, it's always great to chat to you, and it's a very different version of Horror Fest this year. Thanks for joining us to chat about it.
Yeah, Pippa, thanks for having me.
It's a great pleasure.
Yeah, we were obviously compelled to do this. There's just no way around it. We were sort of watching the news to see if and when cinemas would open as the months went along. But then it was good news when it was under restrictions, but we were happy that we could still do a few shows at the Lobby Theatre. So instead of strictly online, we'll be doing six shows at the Lobby as well.
Okay, let's take a step back, Paul, before we talk about all the things that are different this year. Just remind us a little bit of the history of Horror Fest. You're in your 16th year now. It is an event that's usually focused on actual cinema screenings at the Lobby, but tell us a little bit about the history of the event.
We just, as horror fans, and we make movies ourselves, there was just no platform or any kind of location for fans of horror to get together. It's usually, the obvious time is Halloween season, but there was just nothing like that. So we just took it upon ourselves to start doing this. We started small. We went straight to the Lobby Theatre with the idea, and they were keen, and we've been there ever since. I don't think you can really do it anywhere but the Lobby Theatre. It's got the vibe and everything. It's just grown and grown. We started with a couple of local and a couple of international movies and short film collections, and then it just eventually, instead of us having to look for stuff, too many people are sending us movies that we can't even screen a quarter of what we get.
That's fantastic, and it's really interesting. I mean, we had a conversation, I think, last week or the week before with the director of The Unfamiliar, which is one of the South African-directed films I know you're going to be showcasing this year, and it opens on circuit today. And he was chatting to us about the genre and the fact that we haven't traditionally been a country that avidly consumes horror in large numbers, but that it does seem to be shifting. Paul, I mean, anecdotally, you're obviously a fan. Do you think that as real life becomes more and more distressing around us, the temptation to just lose yourself in something completely unrealistic grows bigger?
I think that's a conundrum. Is people, they face their own day-to-day horrors constantly.
Yeah.
You know, they don't necessarily want to see it in entertainment either, but you just sometimes need that a bit of a adrenaline rush in your entertainment, as opposed to just a comedy or just a different kind of rush with all these Fast and Furious movies that they don't want to stop making. it's cathartic watching things. If you get your adrenaline going, your endorphins, all these things shoot through your body when you get a fright, then you usually have a laugh after. So it's kind of therapy for most people.
Okay, now let's talk a little bit about this new edition. As you've mentioned, there are going to be a couple of screenings at the Lobby for those who want the full cinematic experience, albeit a masked one with socially distanced seating and all of that. The bulk of it, though, is happening online. Paul, talk to us about the platform that you are launching off.
Yeah, we partnered with FrightFan.tv. That's a new local strictly horror streaming service. We linked up with them and chatted what we needed, what we wanted, and they were very keen to come on board, and they've been very helpful. They've also revamped the entire platform to be more user-friendly and launched it along with the Horror Fest. So it's a technical feat and lots of headaches and to and fro to get all these things done, because you need specific technical specs to get the movies to show. If there's some little thing wrong, the movie gets kicked out. So the guys have been battling to make sure everything is on there. There's still a couple of movies that might not appear today like they're supposed to. But, we've spread it across the event, which is 16 days, so that people can have enough time to catch everything that they want to. Because we were usually, at the cinema, you have one screening at one time on one day. And if you can't make it, then that's that. So the advantage of this is that we can give people the opportunity to, some of the movies are available the entire stretch of the festival, others for like 5 days, others for 2 days, but we spread them out so that there won't be too many clashes in that sense. But now the other advantage of this, within the disadvantage of the pandemic, is that we can now reach beyond Cape Town, not just Joburg, but the entire Africa can now access the Horror Fest, which is very exciting. But this, on top of that, we can also now go global, since about half of the lineup half of them are geo-locked for Africa because the distributors can't screen it beyond here. They want to keep it contained for Africa because they still have other rights in different countries that they need to sort out.
Okay.
So half of the lineup can actually be viewed around the world. So we just sort of dubbed that little side as the global horror fest on top of the South African horror fest.
Fair enough. Paul, somebody's already asking on our SMS line whether the annual Rocky Horror costume screening is going to happen.
Unfortunately not, no.
No. Oh, what a pity.
You can't have half a cinema and do that. And
you need the crowd. You need a full house to pull it off, don't you?
Yeah. But we do have Rocky Horror 45, a documentary on the history of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. So we're screening that at the Lager as well.
Okay, so Rocky Horror 45, one to look out for. Let's talk about a couple of the other highlights. And while we're talking documentaries, Paul, any other documentaries in particular that you'd like to flag?
We've got quite a few documentaries this year. One is called Hail to the Deadites. It's about the fans of the Evil Dead movies, if you know that. Sam Raimi, they end up making a TV series as well, Ash vs. the Evil Dead. And they've got rabid fans that go dressed up as cosplay and just the conventions, the movie conventions. They're rabid fans. So this director in Canada made this movie on these fans, which is fascinating. We also have one that's more kind of a filmmaking one, Clapboard Jungle. It's a director that we've screened some of his movies in the past. He made a documentary on him trying to get his movie off the ground and just how difficult it is. And lots of interesting interviews with very, very well-known horror directors and filmmakers.
Okay.
And then, yeah, we also have the Horror Crowd, which is more focused on the sort of Los Angeles area of horror filmmakers. Everyone from people who make the Sharknado movies, Paranormal Activity movies, the Final Destination franchise, the Saw and Insidious, all of those very, very popular horror movies. So it's very cool to see how these people approach their work and how they go about that. And there's another, we've got another one called Tales of the Uncanny. It's a documentary. It was also a pandemic forced documentary.
Yeah.
Filmmakers from Severin, they got together with a bunch of filmmakers on Zoom and Skype to chat about anthology films. The horror anthology film, quite a popular thing since about the 50s, I think. I might be wrong, might be 60s. Just, a bunch of small stories that flow into one another.
Yeah.
So they were chatting about that for an extra feature on the DVD of the release. And it also features homegrown Richard Stanley is also in there chatting about these things.
Okay.
So yeah, that turned into a full documentary on, because there was just so many people and so many things to say about this that they just turned it into its own documentary, and it's called Tales of the Uncanny.
Okay, so that's the documentary section. Another Horrorfest fan on the SMS line, Paul, asking whether you're going to have the annual literary event that goes with us, the Bloody Parchment, I think it's called.
Yes, we will. Usually we do it at the Lobby Theatre, and obviously, no, that's not going to happen. But what we did was we usually have the local authors reading from their work. So now what we did was they all shot a little piece of them reading, and we'll be editing that together to be launched on Halloween Day so that people can... And also the cool thing, you won't need to be in Cape Town on a Wednesday at 6:30 to attend that. So now you can be anywhere in the world and you can actually access and watch it, because there's always some very, very cool, interesting and strange little stories that these local authors come up with.
For those who've joined us late to the conversation, we're in conversation with Paul Blom, the organizer of the SA Horror Fest, which has gone hybrid this year as a result of COVID-19 and the lockdown and the restrictions on cinema viewings. Okay, I would imagine your tickets are going to sell out very quickly for the actual shows at the Labia, Paul, because there is no experience quite like the experience of sitting in a dark cinema and watching a scary movie and thrilling with everybody else and jumping out your seat at the same time and screaming because the person next to you did so. So I understand for those diehard fans, they will want to get their hands on those tickets. Let's talk about ticketing. How much do tickets cost? What are the sort of access models that you're offering?
Okay, well, for the cinema, the tickets are 60 Rand. It's the regular Labia ticket prices. And for online, you can pick individual movies, which will be 50 Rand each, or you can get a full festival pass, which is 600 Rand, which means you get over 40 movies for 600 Rand, which works out to like about 12 Rand a piece.
Okay, so If you want to immerse yourself in the full experience, that's the way to go. You mentioned over 40 titles. I mean, we've spoken about documentaries. I've referenced The Unfamiliar. There's also Fried Barry, which is a locally made film shot here in Cape Town. Just quickly run us through some of the international contributions, Paul, because my understanding is because it's a virtual platform, not only can people elsewhere watch it, but you've had submissions from much further afield than you normally would.
No. For the last decade, we've been having just from all over the world. UK, Germany, Brazil, absolutely every part of the world, Japan. And actually for the short film collections, this year we have 5 short film collections. We usually do 3, but now, we have the advantage of adding some more because we don't have enough screen time at the Library Theatre to do more than 3. But it's 2 hours worth of short films per volume. So it's like 10 hours short films, and that is from absolutely everywhere. We had some very interesting submissions this year from the Middle East and Southeast Asia, like one from Iran, one from Malaysia, one from Tunisia, from Kuwait. So fascinating just where you can get where people are making interesting, not necessarily full-blown horror, but like horror, skirting the horror genre, and some of them completely over-the-top horror. So it's very cool just to see this coming from all over the world.
Okay, Paul, I know it's not everybody's cup of tea, but if you are a horror fan, this is the whole teapot full on offer at the Horror Fest. It opens today. You're running until the 13th of November. Where does one book tickets?
You can go straight to frightfan.tv/horrorfest, and you can do absolutely everything there. You can just pick whichever movie you want to watch or do the full festival pass. Otherwise, all the info and details, people can find at horrorfest.info.
And just a reminder, it is an event that is limited to over 18s only, so do keep an eye on who's accessing the movies via your festival pass.
For the Labia Theatre, booking is at Quicket.
Okay, for the Labia actual screenings, Quicket, that's important to know. Paul, I'm delighted that you've been able to get at least some actual physical screenings together given the circumstances, and we hope that the fans embrace the virtual platform as an alternative this year. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Paul Blom, the organizer of SA Horror Fest. It opens today, runs until the 13th of November. Book your cinema tickets at Quicket or log on to frightfan.tv/horrorfest or visit horrorfest.info for more information.